Oscar Hokia has spent almost 20 years working with at-risk Native American youth. He himself is a member of Cherokee Nation and the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma. As a result, he's seen the damage that generations of oppression has wreaked on indigenous communities, but also the healing power those communities have. Damage and healing are intertwined in Oscar Hokia's debut novel, Calling for a Blanket Dance. Through a multitude of voices, Oscar tells the story of Ever Guillemisaddle, part Cherokee, part Kiowa, part Mexican, and all angry. Ever has to learn how to repair the damage within himself so he can heal others. Recently, Oscar Hokia joined me to talk about the book and why he decided to use multiple narrators.
I think that I wanted to capture the communal kind of tribal element that exists in our communities. And so I felt like if I could capture like something profound from each family member, it would give like new angles to the main character, Ever Guillemisaddle. So we start with Grandma on the first chapter, Grandpa on the second. Different relatives tell different stories about Ever Guillemisaddle or their experiences with him.
Yes, and what struck me is that through difficult odds, everyone in this young man's life is trying to remind him constantly of the supportive community that surrounds him, that people love him. It feels like they're almost begging him to have courage and strength to make it through, not only to save himself, but also the next generation, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we have different family members looking at Ever Guillemisaddle and seeing some of the hardships that he's going through at the moment and talking about how they've helped contribute to him kind of overcoming obstacles, whether it's like aggression or fear or, you know, just something that's happened to him or that he's going through in the moment that's going to help him overcome some of these obstacles that are coming in his path so he doesn't make poor choices as he comes down the line.
Because it feels like this young man can't visualize a place for himself in the future because the world hasn't made room for him to start with.
Yeah. And so like, at you know, that first chapter where we see Lena stop, and she is talking about this incident where he witnesses his father being brutally attacked by corrupt police and just how that kind of alters his trajectory and her concern for him. But, it, you know, other family members see the same thing and they try to step in and intervene in small and subtle ways. I'm just giving them signals so that he can learn eventually on his own how to pick himself back up.
One thing we were struck by is that there is so much anger through the generations in this novel. The main character, his father, his adopted son, his daughter, all of them have a rage that just threatens to burst out and get them into trouble. It's as if generations of injustice have been building up and built up this anger. Is that something that you've seen in your own life?
Yeah, I mean, very similar to Ever Guillemisaddle, you know, when you're dealing with historical trauma inside of your community, inside of your family, when you see that consistently, you know, that's a building frustration. Like, how do I get out of this? You know, why is this happening to my family or my community members? And I think that that's where a lot of that anger and frustration gets reinforced.
What keeps you connected intergenerationally in the midst of so much trauma?
Definitely like the family members, you know, pulling us together, creating activities, organizing some of our dances and some of our rituals and our customs, and pulling people in to like, okay, I need you to take care of this, I need you to take care of that. Because of those individuals in the family, you know, especially on my Kiowa side, we're pretty tightly knit and we participate pretty regularly. Like we're always active, we're always in the community.
I've got to ask you about the title of the book, Calling for a Blanket Dance. What is a blanket dance, and how is it a metaphor for what your character needs in his life?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So a blanket dance in Powwow culture is a ritual where we're at the dances and somebody in the community is in need. So what we do is we set out a blanket in the arena, and someone will come up and they'll stand next to the blanket, and the arena director will announce to everybody there that this person is in need. So what they'll do is they'll ask the community, well, can you come up here and help out this individual? We'll honor them and dance with them. And so the song starts and the drum plays and the singer starts singing. Community members will kind of come into the arena and drop whatever they can afford, like $1, you know, $2 onto the blanket and then stand next to the individual and they'll dance alongside them in a ritual of honoring. And so in essence, that's what the entire structure of the novel is. His family stepping up and giving what they can to try to help him understand his own personal healing strength.
Mm.
And so that he can, in turn, learn how to contribute as well and learn how to heal others.
The idea of the blanket itself, I mean, there's so much that goes into it from the community, right? As you say, mm-hmm. so much love. Is that what will heal these children? Is that what will heal all of us?
One of the dynamics that plays out inside of the novel, Lena Stopp, Evergreen Settle's grandmother, makes grandchild quilts. And she does so in a way where it kind of has this nurturing component to it. I hand-stitch this quilt for you. It's going to wrap you in love every night when you go to sleep. And then there might be some other customs that might go along with it, like maybe I'm going to tuck you in, I'm going to tell you a specific traditional story, you know, whatever you're struggling with, you know, I'm going to help guide you as I use this blanket as well. And so it kind of has that kind of healing element to it. And I think that that familial love wrapped inside of the quilts is, you know, I guess a part of that blanket dance ritual where you have the community kind of wrapping around an individual.
How has the blanket and the blanket dance healed you?
Actually, you know, that concept for the quilts, the grandchild quilts, came from my mother. My grandmothers made quilts, and then my mother makes quilts, and she makes grandchild quilts for all of her grandchildren. And so quilts have been, you know, a part of my life since I was very young, hand-stitched quilts. So I think just knowing that family's always there, but also community is always there to kind of pick me back up.
Oscar Hukia's book is Calling for a Blanket Dance. Oscar, thank you for this conversation, and congratulations again on this wonderful debut novel.
Thank you, Jane. It was great to be here.